Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Another Christian statesman has gone to be with the Lord in the heavenlies. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This last week, one of our dear friends, Paul Buber, finished his race here on this earth and graduated to heaven. So I thought that it'd be great for us to spend some of our time together this week talking about this great man of God.
Well, Paul entered the presence of the Lord at 87 years old and was definitely a uniquely gifted man of God who served the Lord with Word of Life Fellowship for around six decades in a number of key roles over the years. Back in August, Paul suffered a severely debilitating stroke just a few days before his daughter's wedding. Then she and her new husband and Paul's wife and others cared for him over these past 9 months in Florida, as they were never able to return to their home near Word of Life in the Adirondacks of New York State.
Paul had a fruitful, a long ministry, and we praise the Lord how the Lord used Paul Buber over the years. David, I think it's important for us to take time to do these kinds of tributes when these giants of the faith in their journey here on earth head for the heavenlies. And it makes me wonder about who will come behind them in the next generation.
Well, Jimmy, I share your concern. And as you and I were talking on the phone about this, it occurred to me that a lot of these great men we've lost over the last few years had really already established themselves as theologians and scholars and or ministry leaders by the time they were in their 40s and early 50s. And we desperately need some theologically conservative guys with vision and passion and drive who are willing to step up to the plate, who will be the next generation of great theologians and Bible teachers and evangelists, pastors and missionaries and authors and ministry leaders. That, you know, the possibilities are unlimited. But I'm also encouraged because I've traveled around the world and taught the next generation for years. I've been able to connect with some younger guys. And so I honestly hope there are more younger guys out there, maybe even a few listening to us right now, who are willing to say to the Lord, I'll do anything, anywhere, anytime, at any cost.
David James with a tribute to Paul Buber, a Christian statesman who recently went to be forever with his Lord in the heavenlies. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. It was an honor for Dave and me to spend a few moments discussing the life and ministry of a great Christian statesman, my friend Paul Buber. I believe that we should honor those who have served the Lord for so many years, and that explains the life and ministry of Paul Buber. This report reminds me of the Apostle Paul's last exhortation in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul said, "Preach the word in season and out of season." In other words, preach the word all the time, any place, and under any circumstance. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...